Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It is October 30. We only have 2 days left as we lead up to this very important occasion, the 500th anniversary of the posting of the 95 Theses to the church door, this church door, right over my shoulder. We are here in Wittenberg. We are at the Schlosskirche, the castle church, and we are in front of the doors. Now, as we said yesterday, these are not the original doors. They have been replaced, but this is the place. This is this place in church history of such significance, we really can't overestimate it. Well, yesterday, we looked at the introduction and the first two of the 95 Theses. In our time together today, I'd like to look at a few more of the 95 Theses with you. Well, as we move into thesis number 21, we read this from Luther. Therefore, those preachers of indulgences are in error when they say that by the Pope's indulgences, a man is freed from every penalty and is saved. This shows Luther going right for the heart of the issue. He knew that this indulgence sale was unprecedented and against canon or against church law and was flat out wrong. And he was calling the indulgence sale and the indulgence preachers on it. As we move on to thesis number 27 and 28, he says, they preach man-made doctrines who say that so soon as the coin jingles into the money box, the soul flies out of purgatory. First, he calls this a man-made doctrine. It's not a biblical doctrine, this indulgence sale. It's not based on that. It's man-made. But he also reveals in here the marketing jingle that was part of this. In the German, it rhymes. It's klinkt and sprinkt. When a coin clinks in the indulgence box, a soul from purgatory springs. Luther says, there's no biblical precedent or biblical warrant for this. In fact, this is what he says in number 28. It is certain that when the coin jingles into the money box, greed and avarice can be increased, but the result of the intercession of the church is in the power of God alone. You cannot buy salvation. You cannot buy forgiveness. And it's certainly not automatic by throwing a coin into a money box. Over in thesis number 50 and 52, Luther will say this, Christians are to be taught that if the Pope knew the exactions of the indulgence preachers, he would rather that St. Peter's Church should go to ashes than that it should be built up with the skin, flesh, and bones of his sheep. This is showing what's behind all of this, the need to refill the papal treasuries that were being exhausted in the building of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And Luther is saying, this is not for any pious purpose. This is not to advance any biblical purpose. This is simply to fill the coffers of the church and to build these monuments not to God, but monuments to men. He says, Christians are to be taught that it would be the Pope's wish, as it is his duty, to give of his own money to many of those from whom certain hawkers of pardons cajole money. So he's referencing Tetzel, this monk who is going around manipulating people into giving money to this indulgence sale. And number 52, Luther says, the assurance of salvation by letters of pardon is vain, even though the indulgence commissary or the Pope himself were to stake his soul upon it. Why is it in vain? Because there's simply no biblical warrant for it. Well, this is what Luther says in thesis number 56. The treasures of the church, out of which the Pope grants indulgences, are not sufficiently named or known among the people of Christ. And that's exactly why Luther is writing these 95 theses, because the truth, which is not known, and the true things which are not being taught, need to be taught. And that's what Martin Luther did when he nailed the 95 Theses to this church door. He was being a true teacher. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.
Well, I see by the clock that I have a moment to share with you a very encouraging word from our good friend John Calvin. He writes, "Our gracious God put forth his strong arm. For the sake of glorifying him, we do not fear torments, nor shame, nor even death itself."